An alligator gave birth to a human being. Charlie Sheen married a jelly bean. This news is weird. This news is odd. Weird news. Weird news.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Weird News. I am your co-host, Ben.
And I am Mrs. Fiddlebottom.
Hello, Mrs. Fiddlebottom. How are you today?
I am Toodaloo Radio. Everything is great. Thank you for asking, Ben. How are you?
I'm great, Mrs. Fiddlebottom. Are you ready to jump into the news?
I'm ready.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about a College of Illinois library that had a book returned on December 10th.
Oh my goodness, that makes my heart grow fond. Everyone should return all the books that they take out so that the library can keep giving books to other students and everyone is happy.
I agree, Mrs. Fiddlebottom. That is the best thing that could happen. However, this particular book, which happened to be Battles on the Monsoon, Campaigns in the Central Highlands by S.L.A. Marswall. The book was checked out on October 16th.
Oh my goodness, that's kind of late. They kept it for several months.
No, you didn't let me finish, Mrs. Fiddlebottom. The book was checked out on October 16th, 1972. The former student finally felt so guilty that they returned the book and said that they would be upon the mercy of the courts. However, the library did not charge them a late fee.
How could you not charge a late fee? That is very late, Ben.
Yes, Mrs. Fiddlebottom, that is very late indeed. Anyways, the student, who clearly was a student decades ago, said that they actually did read the book about a million times and loved it. It's one of their favorites, but they finally felt so guilty that they had to return it to the University of Illinois bookstore. So it has found its home for Christmas.
Well, that's great that it's back, Ben, but that is a little bit, unnerving to think that someone would keep a book that long.
Well, Mrs. Fiddlebottom, you know, things happen, and, I'm sure that the library had long since forgotten the book.
Nobody should ever, ever forget a book, Ben.
I understand, Mrs. Fiddlebottom. I know you're an avid reader. Anyways, thank you all for joining us today on another exciting episode of The Weird News, and join us again tomorrow.
Yes, guys. Toodaloo. Love you all.
And now the world's covered with ectoplasmic slime. Thank you for joining us for a really weird time. Weird news. Weird news.
Weird.
Spooky stuff.